Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and here in the studio with me from the Sitka Homeless Coalition, I have Executive Director Michelle Snowden and Program Director Denise Schaefer here with some exciting updates for the Hitkisani small units that are going to be having their grand opening this coming weekend. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us, Erin. Thank you for having us.
Oh, gosh, it's a pleasure to have you guys in. This is a pretty exciting culmination of a lot of hard work that's coming up this Saturday. I guess for folks who may not be kind of familiar with Sitka Homeless Coalition and this project, could we get a little background information of what the path has been the last number of years?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Erin. So we Sitka Homeless Coalition started in 2017. And we attained our 501c3 status in 2018. So it was started just as a group of community volunteers and individuals who recognized a great need in our community for people experiencing homelessness. And then in 2021, building a tiny home community became a Sitka Health Summit goal. And so now, 4 years later, here we are with 12 tiny homes ready to go. And on this Saturday, December 13th, we have our ribbon cutting to show the community and celebrate this huge success.
That is a huge success, considering what from 2021, saying the Sitka Health Summit being like, this is an important thing that we need to do, to here they are, ready to go, and truly ready to go. As we were saying before we came on air here, these are 12 residential units that aren't just like construction finished, but these are furnished and ready to go. So walk us through, what do these units look like? What do these units look like? What kind of things are they helping to provide?
Well, first off, they're providing a home, which is incredible. So every person that we're moving into these units has or is actively experiencing chronic homelessness. So that means that they've been homeless for years, and they also have co-occurring disabilities with this, you know, fact that they don't have a home. Mm-hmm. So first off, it's a home. I think secondly, it's a community. Mm-hmm. So Hitkisani is so much more than just buildings, than just houses. It's a place for people to actually gather together and feel a sense of belonging. More, I guess, minutely, each unit, which if you want to come check them out, you have that opportunity at the ribbon cutting. I hope we see you there, because each unit is just so special on the inside, and all of them have the amenities that you need to thrive. So each unit has its own bathroom with a shower, sink, toilet. There's a kitchen area with a two-burner hot plate, a fridge, and there's a bed, and there's, like, it's just a really special place, and it feels so, like, comforting whenever you walk in, and I hope people come out and get that chance to check it out themselves.
Yeah, so for this ribbon cutting of the official welcoming of this community into the greater Sitka community, that's this Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. It's the grand ribbon cutting. So folks are going to have a chance to actually peek inside and take a look.
Absolutely. And they'll have a chance to engage with Michelle and I, with our board members, with our volunteers who have been through this entire process. Mm-hmm. And so you get the opportunity to really understand, like, how this project came to be, what it means to this community. And I'll note, like, we're not done yet. Mm-hmm. Like, these are units, but we're also building a services building on the same site. So that's coming end of summer 2026, which is very exciting. And that will have more amenities for our folks that live on site, and also for our folks that don't live there, so that they can engage with the services that we'll offer there.
Awesome. Yeah. So for these units, you had mentioned that 11 will be available for residents to move in. One will be a caretaker's residence. Have you already kind of come up with who will be the ones who are going to be moving in to these 11 residences?
Absolutely. So we utilize a coordinated entry system. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that we started a little over a year ago in Sitka. And we meet monthly with other direct service providers. And we have a prioritization list that prioritizes folks that we work with based on homelessness and, like, their chronic homelessness status. Mm-hmm. So that list has helped us prioritize folks that have been homeless for the longest amount of time. And with our partners, we were able to decide as a community who really, really needs this housing. Mm-hmm. And so that list helped us to place folks, and we made those referrals, and they're all lined up. We're going to do like some staggered move-ins starting Monday. So
amazing.
It's very exciting. We are so close to making these houses into homes.
Good. So it'll be the grand ribbon cutting this Saturday, noon to 2, and then come Monday, they will be homes. They will have folks living in them. That is that's an amazing turnaround. Great timing for that. Also on Saturday, you have some other auxiliary events that are supporting Sitka Homeless Coalition, including one happening right downstairs here at the Cable House at the Beak. What's happening downstairs?
Yeah, so part of our ribbon cutting, we are also being supported by the Beak downstairs, and Chef Renee is making a fish pot pie that will be served all day, and proceeds from that served all day will go to the Sitka Homeless Coalition. And then from 5 to 7, we are having a tiny art show, and the art will be displayed in the KCA merchandise room, actually. And so folks can come and say hi to staff and board members if you didn't get to see us at the ribbon cutting event, and then also purchase some donated art for either yourself or family and friends for the holidays, or donate for these units if you would like. And those proceeds will all go to our
operations
and our funding.
Making these places homes.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's awesome. So from 5 to 7 p.m., that will be that mini art show happening to help support either decorating your own home or these new homes for folks. And then the fish pot pie proceeds. So this is definitely, we're moving into cozy food, warm comfort food season. So that will be a definite good thing to come by and enjoy from Chef Renee with the proceeds supporting Sitka Homeless Coalition. And the month of December in general is part of the Shelter Sitka campaign. So this is right smack in the middle of this whole series of monthly work that you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. So what have you all been working for towards this Shelter Sitka campaign as this end of the year push?
Yeah, so our Shelter Sitka campaign is our annual campaign to raise funds and awareness for our work. So these funds that we're raising impact not just Hikisani and making that a smooth transition for our folks that will be moving in, but it also impacts our programs for the wider community. So our dinner program that serves several hundred people in town, and then our shelter program that we'll be operating in January and February. And so this is an opportunity for the community to like get involved with Hikisani, but also with the broader mm-hmm. Sitka Homeless Coalition work, because we do a lot more than just Hikisani. So this Thursday, we'll be at the C-Mart doing some tabling from 4 to 6 p.m. We'll be doing that again next Thursday. And then Sunday, December 21st, we'll be having a homeless person's memorial run. So that's also winter solstice, and we hope that people come by. There will be registration starting at 12:30 at the Mill Building at the Science Center, and that'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. The run and walk will start at 1 p.m. It's a very relaxed thing. We more so just want to like bring the community together and remember our folks that we've lost while they were experiencing homelessness, not just in Sitka, but across our country as well.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, a lot of things happening this month with the Sitka Homeless Coalition. A lot of good things with the memorial run of a somber remembrance, but still so many positive things that are happening with the Sitka Homeless Coalition. The continued work, as you're saying, with the many meal programs you're doing, and goodness, this new, honest, pretty flashy, I guess, almost flagship operation with Hikisani. With Hikisani, with these units completed, going to be, I mean, this time next week, they will have residents starting to move in. You said there's going to be a services building that's going to be next on the construction palette, if you will, for next summer. Are there other big projects that you guys have in the works, or is it going to take like a little bit of a breather and focus on some of your other continuing programs before taking on another big project like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think our services building is our next big project to get going. And once that is built and the roof is raised, our programs and our services can actually start integrating into that building, and it can become more of a community feel. But yes, there's going to be more to come. What that is, we're not sure just yet, but it is going to be a help for anyone experiencing homelessness, and everything that goes along with that too, food insecurity. So we are here for the long haul, and to create a community and a place in Sitka where homelessness is not an issue.
Amazing. Well, for folks who are interested in learning more about Sitka Homeless Coalition, maybe pitching in their time or dollars to help support, where can they go for more information?
They can visit our website, that's sheltersitka.org, or they can check us out on Instagram and Facebook. It's just Sitka Homeless Coalition for both of those, and we hope people contact us through that. We always need volunteers, and we're also looking for a few people to join our team. So if you're interested in being a part of this work in a more official capacity, please check out our open positions. We'd love to have you.
Awesome. And of course, it's an excellent time to actually meet you guys and talk in person. Will be this Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. at 401 Jarvis Street for the official grand ribbon cutting of Hitkisani, the new residential community, to help combat homelessness here in Sitka. Well, Michelle Snowden, Denise Schaefer, thank you so much for your work with Sitka Homeless Coalition and for telling us a little bit about it this morning.
Thank you, Erin. See you Saturday.
Yeah, see you Saturday.